my days they seem so far away. But you gotta believe me when I tell you that tomorrow's gonna be a better day. Night may fall, but again the sun will rise. And all you gotta do is just look into my eyes and see that I believe in you. I know that
the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once. I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? We'll be right back.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 10 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org. Multicasting at iTunes.com radio and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org, from the App Store. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown, on this Sunday. Yes, it is Sunday. Sunday, October the 14th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. talking sports. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective, what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. Again, that number is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Love to hear from you, and I'll be right back. Okay, 14 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. Let's get right into the sports scores. Might as well get on the bad news right first. Actually, let's go to the National League. In the National League, the Dodgers defeated the Brewers yesterday 4-3. That series is tied at one game apiece, and they are going to L.A. for the next two games. And the bad news that I was talking about, if you hadn't heard already, where have you been? Astros 7 and the Red Sox 2. And the Astros lead that series one game to zip. In the game, Mookie Betts went 1-for-4. Andrew Benintendi went 0-for-4. J.D. Martinez 0-for-3 with a walk. Xander Bogaerts 1-for-4. Pierce 1-for-4. He scored a run. Brock Holt 0-for-4. Nunez 0-for-3 with a walk. Jackie Bradley Jr. 0-for-2. He scored a run. He also had a walk. Sandy Leon 0-for-1. Moreland, I believe, pinch hit for Leon. And he got an RBI, I guess it was sacrifice fly. He also had a walk. Maybe it was a walk with the bases loaded. I don't know. I didn't see that part of the game. Had to go to bed so I could get up early in the morning and get to the station. And Christian Vasquez came in to catch for Leon. He went 0 for 1. Chris Sale did not have his stuff in the low 90s, but control was a problem. Went 4 innings, gave up 1 hit, 2 runs, both of them earned. Walked 4, struck out 5. Kelly came in, pitched an inning in 2/3, gave up a run and a hit. It was earned, struck out 1. He got the loss, by the way. Bonds with an inning in 1/3. He gave up 2 walks and got a strikeout, no runs. Brazier pitched an inning, walked 1, struck out 1, no runs. Workman pitched an inning in 1/3, pitched a 1/3 of an inning, I'm sorry. Gave up 3 hits, 4 runs, all of them are in, 2 walks, struck out 1. Hembry came in, pitched 2/3 of an inning and gave a walk. Red Sox only gave up 5 hits and 2 unearned runs, but the Astros put their hits together as opposed to the Red Sox. 3 hits and 2 runs. Tonight is Price versus Cole. And all the people who've been on David Price's back are looking for him to redeem himself tonight. Perfect time to do it. Astros are really hot, though. They beat up 3. defeated, anyway. 3 really good pitchers from Cleveland. Kluber and Carrasco, and I forget who the other guy was, but had a good season also out there. But they handled him, and they benefited from Sale's wildness, lack of control. And we'll read in the papers later on, I guess, whether he was up there in the high, never got there in the high 90s. Another problem was early in the game, very first inning, in fact, even though the Astros did not score then, I don't believe. Maybe they did. I don't remember. But anyway, it was quite a delay as they had a review of a play at second bullet base. A ball hit into right field off Mookie Betts' glove. Throw to second base. Was ruled that they got Altuve out at second base. He was, you know, caught in between. Didn't know whether the ball would be caught or not. Very close play. But during that time, you know, 5-minute delay or whatever, Sale just on the mound, you know, waiting to see what the play is going to be. Ruled in the Red Sox's favor, but in the long run, it may not work out for their favor. Anyway, we're down 1, but this hit not, you know, nothing new. We were tied after 2 games with the Yankees and went out into Yankee Stadium and won the next 2. So we'll see if we can bounce back, or is the, I don't know that much about Cole, but he had a fantastic year from what I understand. A Cy Young candidate, so it won't be easy. But we got to break out the bats. That's been, the situation with the Red Sox. They have been games when they've been totally dominated by really good pitching. So we'll see whether the hitting can come around and get us back into this series. Okay, 418 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial. On the internet also, WMFO.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, October 14th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Thank you. At 4:15 p.m. at an office in Michigan, Angie Hicks is not at her desk. She's giving blood at the company blood drive.
At the same time in the same office, Kevin Meehan is not at his desk. He's at the doctor. Kevin has cancer and needs another round of chemo.
Kevin will need blood to fight his cancer.
Angie's blood will help him win.
When you give blood to the American Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE or visit givelife.org to schedule your appointment to give blood.
And that message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:23 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time and host Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Excuse me. Okay, let's go to college football yesterday. Actually, let's go to Friday. South Florida 25, Tulsa 24. And on Saturday, Alabama 39, Missouri 10. Here's an upset. LSU, ranked number 13, defeated Georgia, who's ranked number 2, 36-16. Ohio State 30, Minnesota 14, Notre Dame 19, Pitt 14. Upset. Iowa State, who was unranked, defeated West Virginia, ranked number 6, 30-14. Upset. Number 17, Oregon, defeated Washington, ranked number 7, 30-27. That was an overtime game. Upset. Michigan State, unranked, defeated Penn State, ranked number 8, 21-17. There's no happiness in Happy Valley tonight. Texas 23, Baylor 17. UCF 31, Memphis 30. Michigan 38, Wisconsin 13. Florida 37, Vanderbilt 27. Upset. Virginia, who's unranked, defeated Miami, ranked number 16, 16-13. You upset. Yeah, woo, nothing but upsets. USC, unranked, defeated Colorado, ranked number 19, 31-20. Upset. Tennessee, who was unranked, defeated Auburn, ranked number 21, 30-24. And Texas A&M 26, South Carolina 23. That's the way it went yesterday in college football. Upsets all over the place. 4:26 here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. I'm host Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, October 14th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. By the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. If you like numbers, same number, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
What if it wasn't always about getting ahead? What if you didn't care about being on the fast track? What if your career goals were to change? Instead of flying off to the big interview, what if you flew somewhere else altogether? To embark on a different track? To volunteer in ways you never dreamed of? In places you never imagined yourself being? Like a tiny island in the Pacific, barely visible on a map, but where needs are easy to see. Or a village on the African continent, where just a little training in HIV awareness can change the fate of thousands. What if you decided to share your skills with others and help someone else get ahead? Peace Corps, life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
And that message is brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:31 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Tom and your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's go to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, the Oilers 2 and the Rangers 1. The Golden Knights 1 and the Flyers zip. The Senators 5 and the Kings 1. The Bruins 8 and the Red Wings 2. The Canadiens 4 and the Penguins 3. That was a shootout. Hurricanes 5 and the Wild 4. That was in overtime. The Lightning 8. The Blue Jackets 2. The Canucks 3 and the Panthers 2. The Maple Leafs 4 and the Capitals 2. The Predators 5 and the Islanders 2. The Stars 5 and the Ducks 3. The Blackhawks 4 and the Blues 3. The Sabres 3 and the Coyotes zip. And the Flames 3 and the Avalanche 2. That game went into overtime. In that Bruins game, at 19:09 in the first period, Pastrnak got his fifth goal of the year, putting the Bruins up 1-0. In the second period at 4:44, McAvoy got his first goal of the year with assist from Bergeron, Bruins 2-0. At 11:27, DeBrusk got his first goal of the year with assist from Krejci, Bruins 3. And the Red Wings zip. At 16:20, Pastrnak got his sixth goal of the year on the power play with assist from Bergeron and Marchand. So at the end of two periods, Bruins 4 and the Red Wings zip. In 21 seconds into the third period, Kronek got his first goal of the year on a power play, making it 4-1 Bruins. But at 2:05, Pastrnak came back with his seventh goal of the year, got a hat trick with assists from Marchand and Bergeron, Bruins 5, and the Red Wings 1. 8:23, Larkin got his third goal of the year, a shorthanded goal, making it 5-2 Bruins. But at 10:12, Bork got his first goal of the year, making it 6-2 Bruins. And at 15:15, DeBrusk got his second goal of the year with assists from Carlo and Krejci, and that made it 7-2 Bruins. And with 2 seconds left to go in the game, Kirilly got his first goal of the year with assists from Miller and Bork. Final score, Bruins 8. And the Red Wings, too. Tuukka Rask had 32 saves on 34 shots. Bernier for the Red Wings had 31 saves on 39 shots. The Bruins trailed the Maple Leafs by 2 points early in the season as yet. And like I said, Bruins have added, you know, so many new players both last year and this year. I have no clue. Don't have a chance to follow hockey that closely, and so I have no clue as to how good the Bruins are. But they got off to that horrible start getting pasted by the Capitals down there in Washington the first game of the year. But they come back to win 4 in a row. So there you go. Hopefully, you know, this is going to be a good season for the Bruins. They need to rebuild. They need to get faster. They need to get a little tougher based upon last year's team, from my less than expert opinion. And so, therefore, hopefully they've moved somewhere along that line. On the other hand, talking about tough, hockey's a tough enough game, and it is, you know, you can get really whacked around. I, for one, would definitely rule out fighting as far as hockey is concerned. Okay, so two guys go at it, boom, you kick them out of the game, and you fine them. And maybe they'll cut back on that aspect of the game. It seems like that's what the league wants, however. And so, therefore, with all we know, all that's being learned about concussions and the damage, ongoing damage it does to the brain, I don't see why we need to have fighting allowed. And, you know, and the thing about me about it, you know, when I do see a fight, it's like up to the referees to determine, you know, when they're going to step in. You know, no. The first punch thrown should be enough to step in and stop it before it gets to be mayhem. We don't need mixed martial arts, if you want to call it a sport. When I say at the beginning of the program, when I talk sports, I, you know, I don't consider mixed martial arts a sport. Matter of fact, I used to be a very good, very big boxing fan. But like I said, as I became aware of the damage that boxing can do, and along with football hits to the head, and even heading the ball in soccer, all that can do to a person's brain, I, you know, no longer watch boxing, and don't talk about it on the program. And so therefore, when I say you want to talk about sports, I'll give you a shot, but I'll let you know where I stand as far as that is concerned. It's 4:37 here on WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. I'm with Donnie Brown on this Sunday, October the 14th, 2018 edition. And we are talking sports here from 4 to 5 a.m. I'd love to get you all some sports conversation. Not talking about mayhem. And to do that, you need to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Love to hear your perspective, what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. I will be back.
looking, firing across the middle. Wow, what a grab in traffic. Larson really had defenders hanging all over, but somehow he comes up with the football.
On the football field, you've got to stay focused and not get distracted.
NFL Hall of Famer and President and CEO of CTIA, the Wireless Association, Steve Largent.
The same is true on the road. So before your wireless phone becomes a distraction, take a timeout for safety. Place your phone in easy reach before you leave. Never take notes or look up a phone number while you're driving. In bad weather or traffic, call later. Dial sensibly and use a hands-free device. You know, your wireless phone can be your best safety tool to call for help, stop a crime, or help someone in need. However you use it, remember, with wireless, safety is your call.
The wireless industry reminds you to drive safely. For more information, visit www.wirelesssafety.org.
And that message was brought to you by our friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:42, the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, the Boston Celtics open on Tuesday night versus the 76ers, and they can easily go 12 men deep without much of a drop-off in talent. The BWA, Bench with an Attitude, had been holding their own with the first team, and Gabuselli and Ogile appear to be the 11 and 12 guys. Wanamaker appears to be number 13, but Robert Williams could grab that spot or swing back and forth from Maine. I would like to see the young guy play. Plus the fact that it seems like he's under control here as far as being on time and things like that. You wouldn't want to break up his routine or make it more difficult for him to stay in tune with what's going on by having to swing back and forth from Maine. In Maine, he'll get more playing time. But here, he has the control and the stability of knowing where he lives, knowing where the news center where they work out is at, and he has the benefit of the older guys around him, the Horfords and the Morrises and whatever, to keep an eye on him and help him out. I would love to see him stay, and he has, to me, enough defensive skills to warrant a shot at being the 13th guy. Now, they paid Wanamaker big bucks, I guess, considering his age and everything else, to be that special guy, if we need help in the backcourt because of injuries or whatever. And he's probably, more mature enough to handle the swinging back and forth from Maine to Boston and things like that. And he gave up, some money, bigger bucks, if he stayed in Europe where he was playing. But anyway, I see Tatum, Haywood, Horford, Irving, and Brown as the starters. And then we got Dice, Morris, Baines, Rozier, and Smart coming off the bench. And Gabuselli and Ogile, like I said, in positions number 11 and 12. And Williams, Wanamaker. So we'll see what the Celtics decide to do. And they signed a couple of other guys, I guess, but they are potentially, especially the last guy that came in late in the beginning of this season, I guess they're going to be headed toward Maine, some of them anyway. Okay, 4:45 here on WMFO in Medford. A little bit more NBA talk, I guess. I have not seen, like I said, I don't pay much attention to exhibition games in any sport. I just like to see, I look in and peek in and see what our guys are doing, but who wins, who loses, or whatever, how cohesive they are. Celtics' main problem, I guess, was getting to know everybody, since we're working back in Irving, Haywood, and Theis into the rotation. and in the exhibition games where they went 1-3, that didn't mean anything to me. A couple of the games, Irving and Hayward didn't play. Irving with sore ribs and Hayward with his back spasms. And that's not unusual, you know. You missed that much of Hayward missed the whole season, and Irving missed a major portion of the season. You know, going to take a while to get the old body functioning. But we know they can play. How long will it take them to get together? Perhaps even more so on the defensive end than on the offensive end. It's going to, you know, take a while to see. And I haven't seen, like I said, I haven't seen Toronto. Toronto, to me, seemed to be the main challenger. Even though we lost two games to Cleveland, I don't see Cleveland as a challenge at all. And talking about fighting a little while ago in hockey, yeah, I hope Marcus Smart stays away from J.R. Smith. Except unless he's going to dunk on him or something like that. It's 4:47 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, I look for big things from the Celtics. How big will determine whether they can stay healthy and how well they can play on the defensive end. Hayward and Irving were not known for defense. In college, Hayward and Irving had that much of a college season, but they didn't come out as defensive players. They came out as guys who can score. So if we can add their 30, 40 points to what was happening last year, I see them coming out of the East. Although, like I said, Toronto's bench and adding Kawhi Leonard, it seems to me, what I'm hearing, that he is healthy now. It's going to be interesting to see how much of an opposition they can apply. Indiana, the Pacers, they may be a contender. And Philadelphia, you can't overlook them either. Although they lost some players from last year's team. We'll see how good the young guy, Markel Fultz, will he be number one player as he was drafted the number one player. Other teams out west, haven't seen them at all, have no clue. Golden State, like I said, I haven't said, but I think it's going to be the top of the, still the, you know, defending champion. 3 out of 4 years, yeah, you know, you got to give it to them. 4:48 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On the Sunday, October the 14th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I shall return. We'll be right back. Okay, 4:52 here on WMFO in Medford, the Brown Perspective on Sports. Let's go to the National Football League. Last week, I was in first place for a while. And then the game started to be played. And it wasn't my worst week, I don't think. Let's see. My worst week was week two, where I went 5-10. Last week, I went 7-8, something like that. But anyway, it wasn't good. 7-8, I believe I went. But anyway, therefore, after being in first place for a little while, the smell of the the oxygen level out there, like going to Mount Everest, I got to be. And Kyle had a fantastic week, and he went 10-5. And he's in first place, 43-33, Kyle, my grandson. Scott is in second place, tied with me, 41-35. Then Bill Tidwell, our good buddy, is 39-37. And Kenny, bringing up the rear, 35-41. Kenny was waxing poetic before the season started, and I thought Kenny was going to have a fantastic year. Hasn't panned out that way, and he sent out an apologetic email saying he just hasn't been able to follow sports the way he would like. And so, therefore, he's been struggling and is holding up the league. Okay, and on Thursday night, the Eagles defeat the Giants 34-13. And so I think everybody had that game. So we are all one game better than we were at the end of last week or the previous week. Okay, so I think a lot of picks from a lot of people. Scott had the Eagles over the Giants, like I did. He has the Falcons over the Bucks. Now let me see if I can go right to his picks right alongside. Oh, that won't work because I got a lot of notes I throw in there. My funny. I'll give you mine, and I'll give you his, and everybody else's I have. We got 6 minutes left. Okay, so last week I had a computer situation. They wanted to update my computer, and they grabbed onto it, and they wouldn't let it go. 5 hours, they're updating my computer. And so I was late getting in my picks, but I only missed the Thursday game. But I don't know if I called or whatever, but anyway. So let's move right along. All right, the Falcons over the Bucks. Their defense is still terrible. It's still horrible, but they're still scoring points. Meanwhile, the Bucks, who are still inconsistent in all phases of the game, have gone back to Jameis Winston, who, in my opinion, is a big question mark both on and off the field. So I'm taking the Falcons over the Bucks. That's what I'm saying. I got the Steelers over the Bengals. Tradition over inconsistency. Ben over red. I got the Browns over the Chargers. I think this is the first time that I picked the Browns since Jim Brown retired. I got the Texans over the Bills. Houston is still struggling to rise above their mediocrity label. The Bills are still just struggling. I got the Bears over the Dolphins. The Bears are struggling to rise above mediocrity. The Dolphins took too deep a breath of first place without their oxygen masks. I got the Vikings over the Cardinals. The Vikings are struggling to... Wait a minute, haven't I read this scenario someplace else today? Yes. I don't know if the Cardinals are struggling to get out of mediocrity, but the Vikings are struggling. I got the Colts over the Jets. This is definitely a flip a coin type of game on which you don't want to bet the farm unless you don't like farming anymore. I got the Seahawks over the Raiders. My coin gets no rest on this game either. It's a flip game. I think I picked the Seahawks because they're home. I got the Panthers over Washington. Cam gets his tight end back. That should make their offense a little bit better. They still have other problems, however, but I got the Panthers over Washington. I got the Rams over the Broncos, still undefeated, but their defense, which is supposed to be their strength, is giving up a lot of points. So we'll see how long they remain undefeated. This could be one of those weeks where they get knocked off. Although, you know, I don't have too much confidence in the Broncos either. But anyway, I got the Jaguars over the Cowboys. Jerry Jones needs to hire a new GM. Oh, I forgot. He's also the GM. There you go. That means the Cowboys continue to struggle. All right, the Titans over the Ravens. The Patriots JV keeps rolling right along. I got the Patriots over the Chiefs. This is a hometown pick because I can't tell how legit Mahomes is because they haven't been playing any of the elite teams yet, and the D is also giving up a lot of points. Brady and company could keep the future wonder boy on the sidelines for the majority of the game, just like they did with Deshaun Watson. Keep him on the sidelines, keep him in the pocket. And on Monday, I got the Packers over the 49ers. The Packs are struggling to rise. Okay, you should know the rest of that. Old line by now. Bills picks are the Falcons, Bengals, Chargers, Texans, Bears, Vikings, Jets, Raiders, Panthers, Rams, Jaguars, Titans, Chiefs. He's still mad at Belichick over last year's Super Bowl fiasco, and he also had the Packers on Monday night. Scott has the Falcons over the Bucks, the Bengals over the Steelers, Chargers over the Browns, Texans over the Bills, Bears over the Dolphins, Vikings over the Cardinals, Colts over the Jets, Seahawks over the Raiders, Panthers over Washington, Rams over Broncos, Jaguars over Cowboys, Titans over Ravens, Patriots over the Chiefs, and the Packers over the 49ers. So there you go. I mean, we always say, don't bet, 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 don't bet. Difficult enough picking the winners. Never mind if you have to go along with the points that give the gamblers the big odds. Okay, 4:59 here on Brown Perspective on Sports. Invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. We have one of our more popular programs coming up. Gospel with an Afro-Caribbean and Hispanic flavor. You don't want to miss that if you love gospel music with a Hispanic flavor. Stay tuned. And we'll be back next Sunday morning, Lord willing, at 4 a.m. or thereabouts with another edition of a Brown